My name is Garland Robinson. We're going to be talking about baptism today. The question is, have you been baptized? Or have you been sprinkled or poured? There's a significant difference between immersion, sprinkling, and pouring. Sprinkling and pouring are not baptism, because the word baptize or baptism means, the word itself means to immerse, to submerge, to dip, or to plunge. And it does not mean to sprinkle or to pour. Baptism is the point at which one turns from damnation to salvation. There are many passages that show this is the case. In Mark chapter 16, verse 16, we read, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Now that's very clear, very plain, very simple. Baptism is for, in order to be saved. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, we read that one is baptized for the remission of sins. In Acts chapter 22, verse 16, we read that baptism washes one's sins away. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, we read that baptism saves us. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 3, we read that baptism puts one into Christ. In Romans 6 and verse 6, the old man of sin is destroyed when one is baptized. In Romans chapter 6, verse 17 and 18, it is when one turns from the old life to the new. The verse 18 says, "Being then made free from sin, we become servants of righteousness." That's when we're baptized. In Colossians chapter 2 and verse 12, we are buried with him and risen again from our old man of sin. So baptism is very significant. There are so many distinct purposes of water baptism. There's not just one. There are several things the Bible says about it. And it's some of those things we're going to be looking at. So what is the purpose of it? Well, different religious groups answer that question in many different ways. Some say baptism is simply an outward sign of an inward grace. Sometimes people say, oh, we should be baptized because we are saved, or because we've already been saved. Sometimes people say, well, baptism is to make one a member of our denomination. Or then sometimes people say, oh, you don't even have to be baptized. And then there are those that say, well, you can't be saved without it. Now the question is the Bible so indistinct that we're left in the dark on the subject? Can we not read the Bible and understand the express purpose of baptism? What does the Bible say about it? Well, for one, there's no specific purpose, not just one at least. There are many reasons, many purposes of water baptism. For example, the Bible says that baptism is in order to obey the Lord. That is, it is a command of Christ. How can one be saved from their sins, saved from damnation, without being baptized? Because it's in order to obey God. How can you do that without obeying the Lord? In Acts chapter 10, verse 48, we read at the household of Cornelius that Peter taught the people there the word of the Lord, and then commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Baptism is a command. In Mark chapter 16, verse 16, the Lord taught in the Great Commission, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." So baptism is in order to be saved. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, we read, when there were those on the day of Pentecost desiring to know what to do to have forgiveness of their sins, they were told, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins." What was the purpose there? Well, one, it was to obey the Lord, but it was for the remission or the forgiveness of sins. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 41, we read that they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. In Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Why was Saul of Tarsus baptized? It was to have his sins washed away. Friend, water baptism is not an option. It's not an opinion. It's not something made by man. It was made by God. It's the work that God has commanded that we do. And in Luke chapter 6 and verse 46 we read, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" When the Lord commanded every one to be baptized in order to go to heaven, in order to be saved, in order to have your sins forgiven, why do men fight that? Why do they fuss and argue and jump up and down and claim that it has nothing whatsoever to do with salvation? Well, it certainly has something to do with obeying the Lord. And if you really desire to go to heaven, won't you obey the Lord? All men must obey Christ in order to be saved, or one day He'll take vengeance on those who do not obey. For example, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verses 7, 8, and 9, we find He'll take vengeance on them that obey not the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, water baptism is in order to obey the command of the Lord. Another purpose of water baptism is to be united with the Lord. You know, we can be one with the Lord when we're baptized. And when you read and search throughout the whole New Testament, you'll find no other action that puts one into Christ, that unites one with Christ. Water baptism is the only thing that unites one in Christ. In Romans chapter 6, beginning in verse 3, "Know ye not that so many of us," now listen to this, "as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into His death." Now Jesus shed His blood in His death. The sacrifice that He made in His death is the redeeming thing that forgives us of our sins. And we become one with that when we're baptized into His death. Romans 6 and verse 4 continues, "Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that thenceforth we should not serve sin." Notice here, in the connection of being united with the Lord, we read Romans 6, verse 3, we're baptized into Jesus Christ. This baptism puts us into the death of Christ. That's where the Lord shed His blood, and that's where we contact that precious blood. We are buried in water. The Lord was buried in the tomb. We are raised up out of the water. The Lord was raised up out of the tomb. Just as He was raised up, we are raised up. And it says that we walk a new life, Romans 6 and verse 4. Now, how can you walk a new life in Christ if you've never been baptized? You can't. When we've been planted together in the likeness of His death, we'll be in the likeness of His resurrection. And what happens when we're baptized? Romans 6 and verse 6 says, "The old man of sin is crucified with Him." Why? "That the body of sin might be destroyed." Now, friend, if I'm saved before I'm baptized, or if you are saved before you're baptized, then you don't have any sins to destroy, do you, when you're baptized? But yet here the Scripture says baptism is for, or in order to, our sins to be destroyed. How clear can the Lord make it, and yet people fuss and argue and fight against it? In Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 to 29, we read, "For you're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." And He tells us how we got into Christ. "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, There is neither male nor female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be in Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Again, how do we get into Christ? Well, we get into Christ, Romans 6 and verse 3, by being baptized into Him. Well, when do we get into Christ? We get into Christ when we put Him on in water baptism. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27. The apostles taught their salvation in none other than Jesus Christ. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. So if salvation is in Christ, and the Bible says that it is, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10, Paul said, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus. Friend, all spiritual blessings are found in Christ, Ephesians 1 and verse 3. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ, Romans 8 and verse 1. Well, how do I get into Christ? By being baptized. That's when I'm united with Him. When do I get into Christ? By being baptized. Galatians 3 and verse 27. I must be united with the Lord in order to enjoy all spiritual blessings. The only way to be united with Him is by being baptized into Him. So one of the purposes of water baptism is to be united with the Lord. And then we can be baptized in order to become a child of God, in order to be born again. In 1 John 3 and verse 1 we read, Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Now friend, one doesn't become a son of God by accident. It's not accomplished simply by pronouncing certain words or simply believing it in your heart. One becomes a child of God by being born again. We become children of our parents by being born, and we become children of God by being born again. Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3, verses 3 to 7, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The Lord said there must be a new birth. It will be in baptism. Being born again is that new birth. It is the one act that consists of two elements, water and spirit. Through the teaching of the Holy Spirit, one submits to being buried in water and is raised to walk a newness of life, Romans 6 and verse 4. The old man of sin is destroyed in baptism, Romans 6 and verse 6. Being then made free from sin, we became the servants of righteousness, Romans 6 and verse 18. We're no more a servant, but now we're a son. And if a son, we're an heir of God through Christ, Galatians 4 and verses 5 to 7. Friend, won't you obey the gospel? Won't you be baptized in order to become a child of God, to be born again, to be united with the Lord? That's the only way it can be done. You don't believe into Christ. You don't repent into Christ or confess into Christ, but you are baptized into Christ. Romans 6 and verse 3 and Galatians 3 and verse 27. This has been Garland Robinson.